Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
You thought I was kidding about that credit card thing, didn't you?
What do you mean?
That I was just making up the fact that I'd been turned down.
Yeah.
I mean, and then I was telling Jamie, you know what I hate about these companies that turn you down for credit? Like American Express. See, I can't qualify for American Express, and I want that big, the Black Platinum or something?
You don't want the Black Card.
Why?
Because it's like $10,000 a year.
Yeah. Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Well, I want American Express.
You want
because
the Platinum.
Because I think it's pretty impressive when you whip that sucker out.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
It makes that little rattle sound because it's got, you know, that
metal.
It's got some
metal in it.
It's heavy. Yeah, yeah. Then, after I got denied, they asked me if I wanted a letter from them to tell me what kind of schmuck I am.
Why you were declined.
They give you the reasons of why you're declined. Would you like a letter, a written form, for us to explain to you why you didn't get a card? No, I don't want to read that.
So it makes no sense to me, really, how these credit agencies work, because on American Express, I don't have a ceiling, right? It's unlimited spending.
Unlimited?
Yeah. Oh. But at Kohl's, I only have $500.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes zero sense.
Well, Kohl's, they have to tighten down over there at Kohl's. It makes no sense at all.
You only gave me $500.
Are you kidding? It's $500.
It's $500, yeah. Because they're like, your credit's not very good. We're only giving you $500.
Yeah, but $500 at Kohl's, that'll take you places.
Well, yeah, don't forget about the Kohl's cash.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah, rock on. Okay, anyway, let's get to some tabloid trash. I just was seeing at the bottom of the news that they said The Brutalist, I guess The Brutalist is like a movie or a series or something like that. They said the director's from Colorado.
Brutalist?
Yeah, I've never heard of it. Me either.
Huh.
But they were at the Golden Globes, so... What is it?
It says, escaping post-war Europe, a visionary architect comes to America to rebuild his life, his career, and his marriage. On his own in a strange new country, he settles in Pennsylvania, where a wealthy and prominent industrialist recognizes his talent.
Whoa. Is it a movie?
Yes.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah, so the director or the producer or something's from Colorado.
Nice.
Isn't that fascinating?
Oh, yeah.
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 Okay, fine.
Well, when he started reading it, I thought he was going to say that the person in the movie was going to move to Colorado, but he went to Pennsylvania, and I'm like, no, I don't get the punch here.
No, like the director or the producer of the actual Brutalist is from Colorado.
It's distributed by A24. They're like really popular right now in like a cult way. People just love that production company. They did the car one that was really popular on Netflix, where the beef. You guys remember Beef from Netflix?
Where's the
Beef?
Wendy's.
Yeah.
No, I don't know a word you just said.
A24 is a production company that people just follow. They really like what they put out. Yeah.
I put out.
She certainly does.
You know, the joke could have just been left alone. You didn't have to add on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was just like,
I just felt like I needed to throw something in.
No, it was just a standalone.
That was just a joke. She doesn't do it,
exactly,
folks.
Exactly. That's right. That's right. I'm like vacuum sealed.
Let's not go too far here. let's not get crazy.
No, I'm like I'm like Sierra. I'm waiting until
Born again.
You're born again. Yeah,
born again. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm like the Virgin Mary, but different.
I miss Sierra. Her and Russell.
No, I miss them.
Yeah, I do.
I actually looked for their little shop in the at DIA, and
I forgot they
moved out, right?
No,
it's still there.
Oh, it's there?
Yeah, it's in C, though. So if you're flying United, you're not going to see it.
Oh, okay. Because I looked at the top where they usually were, kind of over there by McDonald's, I think.
Yeah.
Around the corner.
Didn't they have one down here at Park Meadows, too?
Yeah, they closed that one.
Yeah.
Oh, they did?
Uh-huh.
Shut her down, that one fast.
Quit. It was like less than a year.
Yeah.
So anyway, but we're in the playoffs, so that's good. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are in the playoffs, and we're going to play on Sunday, 11 o'clock. I got to figure out a good, good recipe, something I can make for a little party. You know,
Italian,
it's just me at the party, but
Italian beef with cheese. Nancy's Italian beef and cheese.
Yeah,
you screwed it up last
idea,
time
actually.
Because you got that hot pepperoni.
Yeah, I did.
It was too spicy.
Yeah,
but that is the perfect because
it
just,
is good.
You just put it on the countertop, and then people can just it's on the crock pot, and then if they want another sandwich, they just go and they just put it.
It's a good recipe.
It is good
recipe. But Sunday, big deal. It's an 11 o'clock game. It's perfect. Get a good lunch going.
Yeah,
watch a football game. They're in Buffalo, and I think we're gonna win.
I hate to do this, to go back, but I was kind of only half-ass listening because I was really pushing Nancy White's Italian beef with cheese.
Yeah.
Did you say you're having a party, but only you are attending?
Yeah.
That's all of his parties.
My wife's out of town.
Yeah?
And so it's just, Frog's going to attend.
Well, won't your father-in-law be there?
No, he's going back to his place for a little while.
Oh, he is? Oh.
Yeah.
He wants after Friday. He doesn't want to watch the game with you?
Probably not. Yeah, probably not. No, I'm going to throw a little party at the house, and it's me and Frog. And I'm trying to figure out what to put on the menu that we'll all like.
What to put on the menu for you?
Yeah. Right now, I'm looking at ribs.
All he wants is dino nuggets.
True. We could put that on the list.
Put a rack of ribs?
Look, Jamie, I was just trying to say that a lot of people out there are looking forward to the game. Why not get up, get yourself a little party going, and watch a football game and have a great day on Sunday. That's all I was saying.
I was watching a guy make prime rib. He soaked his prime rib. He bought a $200 piece of prime rib. He soaked it in milk. I told you my dad's been doing that for 800 years. He soaked it in milk overnight. Milk. My dad always did that, except for I hated the color because like chicken and beef always didn't look like you see it at a steak place.
Wasn't
or whatever.
Natural, yeah.
It cuts down the enzymes and makes it super tender.
No kidding.
Yep. Soak it in milk.
I've never done that
before. He even injected it with milk.
No.
The prime rib.
I've cooked barbecue before with Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
That's I like that.
But this is just to soak
it overnight.
Yeah,
but I've never heard the milk.
Because it cuts down. Well, my dad's always said it breaks down the enzymes in the beef and the chicken. I don't know if it's true, but.
Can't argue with Bob.
But the thing is, the chicken would look like it was white.
Yeah.
And it creeped me out
that
every time.
Weird.
Yeah. I was always but it was very tender. tender.
I may have to give it a try then.
Yeah, there you go. All right, anyway, Jamie's cooking tips. From the girl that doesn't have a double oven that hasn't worked in, I don't know, 13 years.
Got a toaster oven.
Got a toaster oven.
I think a lot of people are looking forward to the game on Sunday, though. I think we're going to have a lot of parties, a lot of people, having a little. I mean, again, it would be better, I think, if it were here and it was a 2 o'clock kickoff instead of 11 a.m., but still, it's a good deal.
And it's Buffalo, right?
And it's in Buffalo.
Okay.
And the weather's supposed to be actually better than it's going to be here.
Now, is it wrong to make buffalo wings? Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah,
you might be like a traitor. Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I never thought of that.
So. I know.
But wings and football are like a thing.
Yeah.
Buffalo wings.
No, you're right, Jamie. Yeah. Do not make buffalo wings, whatever you do. No, that's
teriyaki.
A great idea.
You got make teriyaki.
Teriyaki wings.
I wonder if business will be down at Buffalo Wild Wings, too. Because who wants to go in there unless you're a buffalo fan?
Buffalo right there.
Mm-hmm. I agree. All right, anyway. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. We learned from BJ that J-Lo has way more money than Ben Affleck.
Yeah, a lot more.
Yeah, right? 400,000? 400 million, sorry?
400 million compared to his 150.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what it was? It was her J-Lo collection at Kohl's. I bet really...
You know, it could be.
Yeah.
I didn't realize she was worth that kind of money.
I didn't either. But she has a skincare line. I know that. She, skincare, and then she had her and what's the little scrawny guy she married for a while?
Mark Anthony.
Yeah, the Mark Anthony collection at Kohl's. They both had collections there. Yeah. I don't know what else she has.
I don't know either. Mm. Does she have jewelry?
Maybe. I feel like she might.
I feel like she does, too. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
But she's worth a lot of money. We know that.
Yep. So they are officially divorced, and they waived all child support. Yeah, obviously. All spousal support, further discovery. It's all been waived. They're basically just going their own ways.
Yeah.
Right?
And it was a prenup. And yeah. So they basically, a judge took a look at it and said, okay, you guys are good.
Schmidel, will you read all her houses, please?
Her houses? Yeah, she has an 11-bedroom mansion in L.A., a Miami beachfront mansion, an 8-acre Bel Air mansion, a duplex in Manhattan, a Park Avenue condo, Jeremy Piven's Malibu mansion, an Encino home, and a Star Island mansion.
Why would you have all that?
Maybe she rents them out.
I mean, I could even keep my yard mowed. I got one house.
But I think they're investment properties.
Oh,
because
you do?
two of them are from Malibu.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think some of them are investment properties. Oh. Yeah.
Right, she also has an alcohol brand, too.
Oh, that's right. The low alcohol.
Yep.
Yeah. Because everybody's like, why are you making alcohol? You know about Ben, right?
Oh, yeah. That was messed up. She rolled it out right when they got married,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, everybody's like, J-Lo, about Ben. But it was low alcohol. It barely had any alcohol in it. Yeah. So, anyway. Did I mention to you all that we're doing a dry January, myself and my girlfriends?
Yeah, but you've all failed already.
Well.
You failed already.
I failed on Sunday.
So you have an excuse, though.
Yeah.
Anybody would want to drink after that.
Nobody has an excuse. There is no such thing as an excuse for failing.
When you're on that edge, no. That's an
Listen,
excuse.
When you almost die and slide off an airport and into a concrete barrier and you're playing... And then the exit slides went off, and I had to jump on the exit slide and go down there. And then
it's like Die Hard.
I mean, I got like burn marks and a little bit on my face and stuff. you would go to the airport bar too and have a cocktail.
And now she doesn't have her luggage.
All right.
No luggage.
You sucked up some jet fuel. Big deal. Let me ask you a question. Okay. Here's what I'm saying. I'm saying that it's okay for you to head to the bar after a life-threatening incident like that. Okay.
But remember, I didn't have anything to drink Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday at 5, I did.
But what's not okay is being able to come back in here and brag about how you're into this dry January when you've already drank. That's the part that doesn't work. Now, the fact that you went and drank after you slid off the runway.
Right.
That's okay. I don't mind that. But you can't continue to say, oh, we're on this dry January, me and my friends.
First of all, I don't talk like Powerball people.
Yeah, but remember, it was just Sunday. And then yesterday, it was dry again. Today, it'll be dry again. So I just had one day. But if you had to go on one of those slides for an exit slide, oh, my God.
Well, when you go to AA meetings, you have to tell them if you've drank.
Well, I did tell you guys.
Yeah, but you keep claiming that you guys are on a dry January. You've already told me that you got like three or four friends that fallen off the
wagon. Oh, but you're saying that like AA, you'd have to restart, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I was on a break.
Yeah. Now you got to shoot for a dry February.
Oh, so now January's shot.
January's
to hell?
Out the window.
Oh,
it's shot. It's shot. Yes.
Well, I feel like any day you can do it. Yeah,
you can still do it.
Any day is a day. It's one day at a time, they told me.
We could have a dry Tuesday.
Can you look up the dry January rules?
Okay.
I'm sure they're out there somewhere on the internet. But yeah, let's find out. Because I don't think you can restart.
Yes,
I don't think
you can.
Allowed.
You can do a dry month.
No, but you can't brag about you're doing a dry January when you've already lost.
Okay, fine. Okay. I did a dry January 6th.
So this is the AI overview from Google. It says no alcohol, obviously.
Yeah.
Stay consistent. If you slip up, don't give up. Uh-huh. Get back on track immediately.
There it is. See, and she has.
Yeah.
I slipped up on Sunday because I almost died because the whole slides were deployed.
All right.
I apologize. Because she slipped up, but she didn't give up.
And remember, the plane hit a concrete barrier and exploded, but I got out of there in time. Look, my hair is only fried, not because of bleach, but because of the singeing of the... The jet fuel.
Jet fuel. Yeah. Okay. All right. I apologize. I was wrong. The AI, I cannot argue with that. Exactly. Get back on the wagon, and you're still good for January.
Although, okay. I will tell you, when, you know, I spent like 4 days with my kid traveling and stuff, we were talking about how off sometimes AI is.
Oh, so
my
off.
God. Because we would ask it questions while we're traveling, you know, like, what is this, blah, blah, blah. And sometimes it'd be so off about its explanation. You're like, how did it get it so wrong?
And I don't know where it's pulling its information from either.
It is crazy.
It's a computer. I mean, it's whatever you put in. Well, whatever you put in is what you get
out. It's a computer?
Program. Yeah.
Whoa.
But I'm just saying, somebody, it's not a brain of its own.
Oh, my God, it's
That's what everybody thinks.
Oh, no.
I will go home.
Well, we should go home because they're going to pull the gates.
Oh, yeah.
It is treacherous outside. People are going to lose their lives.
I got to tell you, I cannot believe it. I know we keep saying this, but this whole school thing today, I'm a little perturbed by it, actually, because I got to go back out and get Frog at school this afternoon.
This is really about you, not about the school.
Yeah, it is.
I'm a part of the school, though. I'm a part of the system.
I like how you said off the air, gosh, I hope the workers don't show up today so I don't have to go get doors.
I would never say something like that.
By the way, why are you buying full-on expensive-ass wood doors for the basement?
It's what my wife wants.
Damn, she is.
She doesn't want that cheap crap. You know, we bought some of
particle
those.
Board.
Like every door in my house?
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah.
We have those sliding doors on the closets that we'd bought like at Lowe's or Home Depot or somewhere like that. And there's those really light, thin.
Yeah.
You slide one back, it goes boom, off the rails. It's so cheap and it's just horrible. They barely even work.
Yeah.
So we want solid doors.
She's fancy.
Yeah, she is fancy. Yeah.
Because bougie. Putting real wood doors in your basement is crazy.
Yeah. She's got an American Express, too, though.
I have one, but I've never put real wood doors in my basement.
Yeah, real wood. Those things are expensive, too. Yeah. Man, they're like $500 a door.
Okay, I just wanted to tell you why you wouldn't do this, okay? What? Because your water heater is down there, and if it explodes or whatever, the bottom of those doors all warp.
Oh.
What? Of wooden doors?
Yeah. From the water. Every kind. Particle board. Yeah. All of them. Yeah. But you know what you need to do is get an alarm for your water heater.
Okay.
All right.
An alarm?
Yeah.
All right.
It's a water detection thing.
Gotcha.
Tell you that it'll explode.
Let me know when it explodes.
Oh, my God. My water heater exploded in my basement because they always go out, right? I don't know how long it was before, even though I haven't finished basement, I went down there one day. I was like, woo, it smells bad down here.
Was it flooded?
Oh, yeah, it was flooded bad. Wet. Yeah, and it was like there was mold growing on the walls.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, that was fun. Because I never go down there, you know?
Yeah.
It's scary. There's like boogeyman down there.
I always turn the light off and run up the stairs still to this day. Because I get scared. I did that all the time at my mom's house. I would always get scared.
See, I always had to act like I wasn't scared in front of my son, even though one day, you guys, I left the patio doors for the basement open.
Oh.
I'm on the Bible, this happened. I walked downstairs and I had to show my son, like, it's not scary down here. You know, it's a finished basement. We have TV, all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. And there was a cat in our basement. Because I'd left doors open. Yeah, I mean, the cat looked at me. I looked at him. We both, like, pooped our pants. Obviously, it was Puss in Boots because he had pants on. I don't even know what that means. All right, I'm done. There you go. Double trash.
I swear, the snow's gotten to us.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, that's what that's all about, you know?
Oh.
Yeah. They always... Hang on.
Okay.
Right, there we go. That music sometimes just gets in the way of this
it
show.
Really does.
It really does.
Yeah.
All right, so our boss came in here just a few minutes ago, and Jamie's right. He the way he was talking was almost like, you guys shouldn't have come in. It's too dangerous for you guys. You know, you could have wrecked you. You put your lives in danger.
I was like, wow. I felt like he was telling us, like, we shouldn't have come in.
That's a boss thing that you do at 9:30.
Oh.
If it were 6 o'clock in the morning,
yeah.
He would never say stuff like that. He'd be like, come hell or high water, we get there one way or the other.
Right? Okay.
That's what to tell you, right? But if you're a boss and you want to act like you're concerned about your show, you walk in at 9:30, right when they're about to do their last break, and go, oh, man, I'm surprised you guys are here. Oh, man, you put your lives in danger. I wouldn't have come in today, you know?
Yeah,
that's
okay.
That way it looks like he cares.
Okay, so how does he deal then with Slacker?
What do you mean?
Like, what's he going to tell him?
Oh, he probably went straight to his office, called Slacker up, and said, hey, look, there are no excuses. The morning show's here. Get your ass in here. We got a show to do. The Slacker show's got to go. Got to roll, baby.
Oh, really? So it's all just a... But
around 5:30 this afternoon, he'll walk into the Slacker show and say, hey, I'm surprised you guys came in today. Life in danger. That's the way management works.
I gotcha. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
A bunch of suck-ups.
By the way, I'm surprised our boss is here, to be honest. There's only two people in the whole office, and I'm wondering if a lot of you are staying at home. Because
I think he's a lot like me that he hates being at home. He just hates home. Oh, God. It just,
did you hear
you
that
too?
You got
a wife, you got a kid, you got this. Oh, I just tell you.
Well, he
has a lot. From my own experience.
He has 8 children.
Yeah.
Me and him are like this, Jamie. Yeah. I mean, we're like eye to eye. We get it, okay? I'd much rather. I was telling Jamie off air, we were gone for 2 weeks for vacation. Too long. I'm not doing that anymore.
I am.
I'm coming back. I can't stay at my house for 2 weeks. It was terrible.
Yeah, but you had just been in Hawaii, so no wonder.
I know,
with the family
still,
for a long time.
I'm around the family almost, 3 weeks? Solid. I can't do it.
But here's the thing. Our boss, Kabasami, Mike has like 8 kids, 10 kids. Yeah. How many does he have? 12. They're Mormon. They're a lovely Mormon family, and they have all those kids and stuff. And so I said, why don't you go home? Because it seems crazy. Nobody's here. And he's like, no, nobody's here. I can get everything done.
Yeah, he's like, that's why I'm staying here.
Yeah, I know.
He's not going to get anything done. He's going to sit back there and enjoy his day. He's got a TV back there. He'll watch a little college basketball. That's what he's going to do.
And
he just doesn't want to go home.
And
I don't
it's the only time he can sip on bourbon.
Yeah. You know. He's got a whiskey back there. Yeah. He's ready to go.
Because, you know, as a Mormon, he can't drink, but the wife won't know if he's sitting in here. Yeah.
And here's what he does, too. Yeah. He likes to shut his door and leave the keys in the door. It looks like you're on an important call.
Yeah. Right.
If you open up that door, you'll smell cigar smoke and liquor. You're a basketball game on TV. Yeah.
No wonder people like just do not even like to work with us. We start rumors. Like, remember? Like,
whoa. People don't like to work with us?
No, because we
say, new to me.
First of all, he doesn't have 10 children. He's not Mormon.
He doesn't drink at work.
Yeah, it's like everything we said was just all lies.
Even the cigars?
Yeah, no cigars.
He doesn't have...
No, he's a runner.
All right, my bad. Sorry. Forget everything we just said there, okay? Maybe he is concerned about us. I don't know.
DJ and Jamie.
Are we a little early? I think we're just a little bit early getting out of here today, and that's because of the weather. The weather's really nasty out there. I think more of this weather is expected on Thursday, then again on Saturday. So we've got a week of this cold weather, but I think it's stock show, right?
Stock show weather. Yeah, that's true.
The parade, I think, with the Longhorns is coming up on Thursday morning, so should be perfect for that.
Can I just show you something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Look at this. See what this is?
Yeah.
See what that is?
Yeah.
That says my engine's running and my heater's on high.
Oh, that reminds me. I got to start mine.
Oh, you started yours too?
Yeah.
BJ, start your car.
I will when I get down there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shredell.
It's going to be a cold one out there, man.
You don't have a starter.
No, I don't.
It's 21 degrees.
Me and you.
21 degrees outside right now.
Call me.
My car, I'm going to open it up. It's going to be, I set it for 84 degrees.
No kidding.
Yeah.
What'd you say it was, 21?
21 degrees.
It looks colder to me.
Yeah, it does. Look.
It does. All right, we got to get out of here. You guys be safe today. I'm telling you right now, man, they're showing some of the pictures of some of the highways. Part of them are back east where they're having their own problems. But here in town, also people slipping and sliding off the road. Just be careful. That's all.
Yeah, there's a car flipped over in Aurora.
Yeah.
Did you see that one?
I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
It looked nasty.
It did.
Yeah, easily the slickest day of the year.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we're only 6 days in.
I know. Oh, that's right.
A little joke. I throw it in there.
Did I mention I'm on dry January? 6 days in?
Yeah, 6 days. Yeah, 7 six, days, whatever.
Seven days, yeah.
All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.